This is Talking Clean with Irene, a podcast for anyone like me who wants to kick the toxins out of their life and live a more natural and sustainable lifestyle. Join me as I unpack how to live toxin-free with insights from scientists, doctors, the creators behind those beautiful organic brands we love, and other experts. I'm your host, Irene Falcone. I have a little confession to make. Until recently, I was totally addicted to having a coffee at 4 p.m. every day. Such a bad habit, I know, and it was really terrible for my sleep. Well, today's episode is all about how I finally managed to break that habit. I now swap my 4 p.m. coffee for something so much healthier. I'm speaking to Lisa Morrison, the nutritionist at Nutra Organics. This is an Aussie-owned family business which makes the most delicious range of superfood, caffeine-free lattes. These all blew me away when I first discovered them. They are so pretty and gorgeous to look at, so totally Instagram-worthy. But Lisa actually explains that they're not just another trend. They actually have amazing benefits to our health. But that's not all. I'm also chatting to Lisa about the benefits of the other amazing products in the Nutra Organics range. Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I am absolutely obsessed with your lattes. I don't know what is in them, but I actually find them strangely addicting, especially the nighttime one. And I would love to start this chat by talking about your lattes. Are you able to take me through all four of them?
So we get asked about the lattes a lot and sort of what's the difference between them. They're all four are based on Ayurvedic kind of principles. So it's all about mind, body, and spirit. So the first one's our velvet latte, and that's our beautiful rich pink one, which uses the beetroot as the main ingredient. It's all chai infused, and so it tastes like a really delicious chai latte, but a little bit of the sweetness and earthiness from the beetroot, and it's got beta-cyanines in it, which is what gives it the vibrant pink colour, and they're really powerful antioxidants as well. So that's a great sort of detox-style latte. The golden one, which is our turmeric latte and has that beautiful golden colour, is a combination of turmeric and chai spices. So that one's all about healing, as turmeric's really well known for being anti-inflammatory and a powerful antioxidant. And it's also got manuka honey in there, which is also well known for being a natural antibacterial. Our mermaid latte is our beautiful blue one, and that includes some butterfly pea in there, which gives it that really beautiful blue colour. And it also has blue spirulina and some adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha and Siberian ginseng. So those are quite energizing adaptogenic herbs. And then our bestseller Luna Latte, which is that beautiful purple one, is sort of your wind down and evening adaptogen latte. That's the newest member of the latte family. And it gets the pigment from purple carrot, and it's got a really sort of delicate floral blend with chamomile and lavender. So, yeah, it's a great one to finish the day with.
Is there actually something in there that's a little bit addictive? Because I actually am not joking. I cannot wait for 4 or 5 so I can make my Luna Latte.
Yeah, no, there's nothing in there that sort of makes them addictive. It's more just about the ritual of having them, and because they are beautiful and you have that ritual around relaxing, I think you just associate that sort of positive feeling with the latte, and it just becomes a really nice thing to do.
The red velvet one, I have been replacing my 4 o'clock coffee with that, and I have never been able to actually replace a coffee before with something natural, like a herb. I have not actually, I can't believe I haven't tried the blue one, but that one would be better for me, wouldn't it, if it's more uplifting and energetic?
Yeah, so that one's definitely supposed to be your more uplifting one. Yeah, the ginseng in there does give a little bit of that sort of natural boost of energy.
I'm going to see if I can start replacing one of my morning coffees with the blue one. So the other thing that it's really hard for me to get across on audio with everybody is that these lattes are creamy. So I just mix a couple of teaspoons into some almond milk, and then I pop it in the microwave for 1.5 minutes or 2 minutes, and that's how I make it. There is absolutely, is that right? Am I doing it right?
Oh, yeah, you can absolutely do it that way. The way that I usually do it is I'll get a bit of boiling water and dissolve it in that first, and then I'll have the heated milk and add that separately. But it just, whatever's easiest for you is fine.
Well, I'm so addicted, I don't want to waste the time to heat the water and that. I just really just want to get it in me straight. It's really weird. I get this like excitement when I'm making it. It's never happened before. And
yeah.
I have to describe the taste. They all taste different, but
yes,
they all taste absolutely bloody delicious. They are so nice tasting. You don't need to add any sugar or honey. Is there a sweetener in there already?
There's nothing artificial in any of them. But, yeah, it's just some of them have a little bit of Manuka honey in them, which is why a couple of them aren't vegan. But otherwise it's just like the natural sweetness from the ingredients that we're using.
I've been reading through some of the reviews actually on the website about them from our customers because we sell a lot. And there are a couple of reviews from customers across all of them that say they absolutely don't like the taste of it. And I have to say, out of all of the girls in our office, we're all obsessed, but there's one particular lady in the office that doesn't like the taste either. How is it possible that so many people can think they taste so delicious and then every now and then there's someone that really doesn't like it? It's quite polarizing.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating one. Like quite recently I went to a talk about the different ways that people perceive flavor, and it is such an individual experience. Because we have the kind of chai spices in each of the lattes, there are some people that just don't like chai and they're just not going to love them. But most people really love that kind of flavor, especially if it's balanced out with some other flavors. But yeah, there's no pleasing everyone all the time. But if you love chai, you'll love these. Except the Luna one's a little bit different. That one isn't based on the chai spices. That one's sort of its own sort of creamy, florally. It's a difficult flavor to describe actually, but yeah, very unique.
I don't know how anybody can not love that one.
Wine
down one. It is absolutely beautiful. So one thing I haven't done yet, because I've actually been waiting for us to talk, is so I've got four children and I would love to introduce them to this. The youngest is 8 and the oldest is 15. Are these suitable for children?
Yeah, they definitely are. There's no ingredients in there that would be a worry for kids. And when we're using the adaptogenic herbs, they're only in supportive amounts. We're certainly not like trying to tranquilize anyone or anything. So they're not therapeutic.
Oh, that's
doses.
A shame.
Yeah. Yeah, some parents might love that. But this is just to be safe for absolutely everyone. So just anyone over the age of like 12 months could try them. I think chai can be quite a sophisticated flavor for really young children. They might not love it. But there's no reason you can't give it to them just to try and see how it goes.
And is there any nuts or anything in them?
No, there isn't.
So you've also got the collagen and the protein powders. So what's the difference between the collagen beauty powder and the collagen body powder? Do they contain the same ingredients? Is it the same kind of collagen?
It is the same type of collagen. This one can get a little bit confusing because usually when you talk about types of collagen, you're talking about where the collagen sort of comes from and whether it's like fiber type 1 or 3 or so we're using the same types in each. They're predominantly types 1 and 3. But the difference between them is the way that the collagen is broken down. So it goes through a process called hydrolysis, which is what breaks up the collagen fibers into little peptide chains. So where they are hydrolyzed and the way that the collagen is cut can change the sequence of amino acids that you get. So it changes the types of peptides that you get. And depending on the length of the chain and which amino acids are present, they can act as signaling molecules. So it's not only about consuming collagen, it's also about when that collagen is in the bloodstream, how your body recognizes it and where your body wants to put it. In the collagen beauty, it uses a type of hydrolyzed collagen called Verisol. And that one is specifically designed to target hair, skin and nails, particularly skin. And we've also added the complementary ingredients of vitamin C and zinc. They're also very good for things like wound healing and structure of the skin. And collagen body, that uses the bioactive peptides called Fortibone. And so the body knows to put that in bone. So that's more about having a stronger skeleton, and people who have osteoporosis or just feeling like their bone density might decrease should take that one. And that also has the nutrients vitamin D and calcium in there, which are associated with bone health. And just to make life even more confusing, we're about to bring a third collagen into that family, which is called Collagen Build. And that one's going to be focusing fully on muscle. So quite different.
Oh, wow. Well, I want both of those collagens. Can I mix them together or should you just take one?
Yeah, we advise just taking one at a time, just because the serves of collagen, you know, there's plenty of collagen there. And there's only so much that your body can do in a day. And the way that these have been studied, because they've gone through clinical trials to make sure that they work, it's always been in isolation. So it's always just with one. So we can't prove its effectiveness if you're going to be taking multiple ones. We would much prefer that people sort of stick to one and do a good course of that. So maybe go on the Collagen Beauty for 8 weeks. And once you're really happy with some results you've seen there, you can switch to the Collagen Body and then do sort of a 12-week course on that as well. So just, yeah, give your body turns at what it's focusing on.
I'm so glad I asked that question because I was just thinking I was going to do the Luna Latte and then I was going to put both collagens into the same glass. So, okay, that's good to know. Yeah. And so then how about your proteins?
So we've got some good vegan protein options and they're actually really wonderful ones to mix with collagen because collagen itself isn't a complete protein. It's missing the amino acid tryptophan. So it's really good to pair it with other protein sources. And so our most popular proteins are the Clean Protein and Thriving Protein. And the Thriving Protein is the one that we have designed as like a whole food vegan protein that's good for kids as well. And then the Clean Protein is a more targeted one for people who are looking to get a little bit extra out of their protein powder because that's got added amino acids and some herbs to boost metabolism and that sort of thing. So, but that one is more for people 15 years and over.
Great. And so both of your protein powders are sort of basis for smoothies?
Yeah, they are. Or if you're hardcore, you can just mix it with water or some milk and just shake them up and drink them. But otherwise, yeah, they'd make a great base for a smoothie.
I'm not very hardcore. I like a nice creamy smoothie with banana.
Yeah.
And you also have your green powders. Can you talk to me about those?
Yep, we've got our clean greens, and that one's just a whole food greens powder, and it uses ingredients like barley grass and wheatgrass, spirulina, alfalfa and chlorella, and a little bit of Dumatcha green tea, which just gives you some natural energy. And those ingredients are just really well known to support like, the body's natural detoxification process, and they're really nutritious. So just a great one for every day to just add into if you're having smoothies or anything, you can just throw it in there and know you're getting an extra dose of nutrients. And we've also got our clean energy. It's almost like our response to a pre-workout, that one, because it's a real dose of energy there when you need the pick-me-up because it does have some natural caffeine occurring in it because we've got some green tea and green coffee extract in there. But it's also got all your other greens and it's just a more nutritious, natural way of getting that energy hit if you need it or if you sort of slump at about 3:30 and need a pick-me-up, then, yeah, that's a good way to do it.
You've also, I just absolutely love this brand, and you've also got your bone broths. I had never tried bone broth before. I'm not vegan, but, you know, I'm not really a meat eater either, and the thought of drinking bone broth I thought was really icky. I actually said something on Facebook and I asked, you know, all of the followers on the page if they thought that I should stock bone broth because I thought it was icky. And I was surprised on how many people told me to get over myself, that it's just soup and that I should try it. And then more and more people were talking about how it's the best way to build collagen. And I just thought, wow, if I can drink this stuff and I can get rid of my wrinkles, I'm so happy. So the first time I tried it was with one of yours and I love it.
Oh, good. I'm glad we have you converted.
But could you talk us through the range and perhaps what the different benefits are?
We've got the beef and the chicken and also some like vegan options for people who definitely are not going to be doing the bones. And the different flavors we came up with just to give people a little bit of variety, but they also have like a slightly different focus or hero ingredient in them. Like we have the turmeric flavor and turmeric, like as I talked about before, containing curcumin is a really good anti-inflammatory. We wanted to be throwing as much in there as we could just to maximize the benefits. And a big part of it is just keeping people interested so they can choose a favorite and have a bit of variety. The beef bone broth is definitely our strongest tasting one. Chicken is a lot more gentle. And then the vegan ones are all based on using deactivated nutritional yeast flakes. So that's how you get your sort of range of B vitamins. And they're all good as a source of B vitamins and also zinc and calcium. And so they're really good for the immune system.
Am I getting the collagen benefit out of the vegan one or only the bone?
Yeah, one? Collagen benefits. Yeah, you will only get collagen out of animal products, unfortunately. Yeah. So that's just like by boiling the bones for sort of 48 hours, which these have done before being dried, that extracts a lot of the collagen from the bones. And it also gets a lot of the minerals out as well, because bone is a real sort of reservoir for minerals in the body. You know, until we sort of developed cooking methods to be able to extract all of that out, you know, you couldn't really chew on a bone to get that nutrients, but now we can. So it's just a really convenient way of, you know, not wasting the animal and getting everything you can out of it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I had to think about it in my head, you know, am I okay with this? And it's all grass-fed beef as well, isn't it? I checked that.
Yeah, it is. We've been really careful about the way we've sourced animal products. So they all have vet checks, and we know that that they have a really a good life up until the end of it. And then it's, yeah, we know that it's just the highest quality ingredients that we put in.
Are you able to give me some examples on how to consume these broths? I have been adding it to soups, stews, the Thermomix, that sort of thing. And I've also just had it in boiling water like a tea. Is that how I should be consuming it?
Yeah, absolutely. The way that I normally have it as well is just having like a tablespoon in a hot cup of water, and it just sort of tides me over and keeps me going until dinner. But I've also used it in doing a risotto. That's really nice. Just anything that, you know, has a stock or a base that you want to add a bit more flavour to, it's a good way of getting that in there. But yeah, so many opportunities with it.
And so how long do you think I need to keep taking it? Just say I take it daily or weekly until I start to see those collagen benefits long term. Is it like a 3-month regular consumption?
Yeah. It would be difficult to put like an exact sort of time frame on it.
How soon are my wrinkles going to go? How much do I?
All right, let's have a look. We can't actually measure the amount of collagen that's in these products each time, just because of the way that it's done. Sort of. So if you're going full collagen benefits, I would always say Collagen Beauty is the way to go to then definitely see results like within a specific time frame. We usually say 4 to 8 weeks, you'll start seeing a difference with that. These ones, it's a much more cumulative effect. I would say take it daily for the rest of your life. Like, make sure that all of those building blocks are present in your body. And it's what you do every day over a long period of time that makes the ultimate difference, rather than those sort of quick fixes.
Oh, bugger. All right. Just
I know, I'm sorry.
Just want to have the bone broth, go to bed, and then look 10 years younger. Another question I want to ask you, because I'm always tired, and I think I just have this continual fatigue, and it's probably been half to do with trying to run a business and juggle the children and everything, and probably a bit of lack of sleep. I drink far too much coffee than I should, and I really want to focus on cutting that down. What would you say would be the best combination of the products from your brand that I could take sort of regularly to boost my energy? Like, what would be sort of the regime?
From what you've told me already, I think if you were to start your day with a mermaid latte, that would be a really nice way to start, and sort of caffeine-free but a little bit energizing, that one.
Could I put a shot of coffee inside it, or would that be bad?
I've never tried. How about you give it a go and you can let me know.
Okay, great. So I might do that, because I don't think I can give up the coffee in the morning completely. So, okay,
yeah,
I'll do that.
Yeah, and if you're having like a smoothie or something for breakfast, then adding like some clean greens or clean energy into that, like the clean energy is the one that gives you that really extra boost and does have some of that caffeine in it. But because a lot of nutrient deficiencies can also lead to that feeling of fatigue, like any B vitamin, if you're lacking in any B vitamin, you'll be feeling tired. Also iron and magnesium. So if you're just focusing on like really good nutrition, that also helps. And also, yeah, a cup of bone broth in the afternoon can also help tide you over. And then maybe a Luna Latte in the evening, and that can help you wind down so that you get a good night's sleep, because getting a good night's sleep also helps.
Oh, that is exactly what I was thinking in my mind while I was talking to you that I'm going to do. Thank you, Lisa, so much for your time. Thank you so much for explaining all of that to us.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was fun.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced by Nourished Life, Australia's home of toxin-free shopping. To learn more and get all the show notes, visit us at nourishedlife.com.au. If you have any feedback about the show, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at Nourish Life, which is all one word. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Clean with Irene in your podcast app. And finally, if you like what you hear, please give me a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find the show. I'm your host, Irene Falcone, and I'll speak to you next time.